You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name's Dana. I'm from Ohio, and I have two stories. My first story is, I think, the scariest stories I've ever had. It was when I was camping with my family when I was a teenager. So I have an older sister. She's 7 years older than me, and we would all go camping. My parents had a camper at this one campsite at where we used to live, and they had a really big lake. And there was like a diving area, a beach area, and far enough out there was like one of those floating docks for people to like jump up on and relax. And they got tired. And this day, my sister and I, we went out, we were swimming. And while we would swim, we would, you know, goof around like every other person. You know, we'd pull each other under, we'd splash each other, all sorts of stuff. And this day, I was sitting on that dock in the lake, and I felt something, you know, grab onto my foot. And then I was like, oh, man, this is my sister. I'm going to go get her. And so I look around to see if I can see her popping up. She must still be under the little dock area. So I jump down. I go. I look to see if she's under there, because you can see a little bit. It was a bright, sunny day, and you can see a little bit when you're under the water. But I didn't see her, so I pop back up, and I keep looking around. And I'm like, where the hell did she go? Where the heck did she go? And I didn't see her. I get back on that little dock, and I look out far enough. I'm like, this is a really big lake. There's, like, multiple beaches. She swam all the way over to the second beach over, and she was just sitting on the beach, hanging out, drying. And that takes a fair amount of time. And me jumping under, going around, jumping back up, wouldn't have been long enough for her to get over there. So she'd been over there for a little bit. I'm like, okay, that's weird. Probably just one of the fish. So a couple days later, because we were there for a week, we go swimming again. But this time my sister got like water up her nose or in her ear. I can't remember. And she wasn't feeling good, so she went back. So I know she left. And I was there again, swimming around. I jump up on the dock, get some sun in. And then I feel, once again, something actively grab my foot. But this time, instead of just grabbing it, it grabbed and squeezed. And this is a lake. This is a man-made lake that they put fish in. I don't know what could do that. But let's just say I hopped off that, jumped into the water, and swam as fast as I could back to the camp. Back to the beach and then to the campsite. I would not go back in for the rest of the time we were there. My mom and sister were making fun of me, and my dad was just shaking his head. So second story, this happened when I was a Girl Scout. I think I was around 8. And we had like world days where each troop would choose a country and they would set up a booth with like food, music, that type of stuff to represent the country so everybody could be educated about this new place. And it was at the community house in the small town that I lived in. And this community house was next to a series of older homes. Some of them were inhabited, some of them weren't. there's a house directly next to it that was partly boarded up and had been abandoned the entire time I've been aware. So we've been there for a few years, and every time, even my parents even went up to see if it was for sale. And so they looked around to see if there was like a for sale sign or somebody to contact, because they used to flip houses. So we knew no one lived there. And so when I get to this World Days thing, the girls there were freaking out. They're like, oh, that house is next door is haunted. There's a red man. There's a devil. There's a red man that lives over there. And I'm like, that's weird. And so the window in the bathroom looked directly at this house. And so when you go to the restroom, they had stalls and everything, so it wasn't like creepy see into the girls peeing type thing. But there was just a window in the bathroom itself. And when I went in there, I looked out, and by God, did I see the red man. He was just staring right back at you, bright white eyes, red as could be. Like, it was like a bright brick red, so red. Oh my gosh, I totally didn't do the 20 seconds of hand washing and ran out of there as quick as I could, and I wouldn't go pee for the rest of the day. Later on, so when I was in my 20s, I started dancing. And my dance instructor was actually from that area. And her parents still live out there and stuff. And I was telling her, oh, man, you live next to that haunted house. And she's like, what haunted house? And so I tell her the one right next to the community center. She's like, what? My dad owned that house. Our house was right behind it. So in the woods, I guess there was a smaller house, and her dad was fixing up this home. And, well, I was like, whoa, what, crazy. You know that place is haunted. She's like, it's not haunted. You're crazy. A few years later, her dad passes away, and I go to the funeral, and I see pictures of him in their little memorial area. And good Lord help me, I was terrified of her father. There is a picture of him in front of the house looking as bright red as he could, because I guess he was very Irish and got sunburnt every year, along with having super high blood pressure and generally being just a red man. So, you know, that was a fundamental point of terror in my life as a child, and it was squashed by my dance instructor, who I later met in life. Fun. Well, that's the end of my stories. I hope you use it. If not, thanks for listening, and I hope you all have a good day. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.